I don't know what it is. It's Palm Sunday. Maybe that's it. It's Palm Sunday. And I think about that because here are the disciples. They're so excited. They have no idea what's about to happen. And there's Jesus on that donkey riding into town. And could you imagine, can you see it? Everybody's taking their palms and they're throwing them in the road. They're taking these palm branches and they're just throwing those palms out. And they're saying, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Could you see him singing? I mean, the chorus starts and it builds, Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. And it just starts building. And then, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. And the palms are up. And I tell you, when the palms are up, the praises are there. Isn't it great? It's Palm Sunday. Let's get our palms up. I don't know what gets your palms up, but I believe on that day when Jesus rode in, I think there was a song that got their palms up. And she's running away, and I just need this. Oh, yep, I'm needing it. Just for a second. What gets your palms up? I'll tell you what, we're all different ages, but maybe here's something that might have got your palms up at one time, because sometimes songs will do that. They'll get your palms up. Here's a song that back in the day probably got some people their toe tapping and got your palms up. I know when I hear this song, go ahead. Yeah, absolutely. Right? That probably got you. You know, you hear that, and it's like, yeah, Haley something in the car. I don't know, but see, you even know. And I'm sure there were some of you back in the day, you were getting the palms up. Maybe for some of you, it's this song. We'll let that go. Maybe it was this song that got you going. Palms are up. You know when that song comes on, it doesn't matter if you're in a football arena, ice arena, or in church. Are you kidding me? We're playing the Village People in church. It gets people's palms up. I saw it right over here, right away. Hands go up. You know, it's amazing what a song will do. It'll get you going because you'll hear it in the car and you'll just get, something will change. You know, those disciples heard that going. They heard that song going, Hosanna in the highest. And it got them going. Maybe this will get your kind of get your heart pumping and your palms up. You know, a little bit of. Every guy in the nation starts doing one of these numbers, right? A little Rocky action. You know, guys, come on. You know when that comes on, every guy's a boxer. I've been to Philadelphia. I've climbed those steps doing that. Adrian, you know, that gets the hands up, right? That gets the hands up. And here we go. This probably gets a few hands up, I would imagine. This song right here. It's my life. And some of you are going, not me, but some of the older ones, and you're doing, you know, the younger ones are going, yeah. Doing a little bit of that. Yeah, you're going, yeah, yeah. So he's over here going, yeah, it's taking me back to some days. Maybe down at Coble Arena or down at Pine Knob or something. Oh, yeah, taking you guys back. And then, you know, even for the younger ones, maybe this song. This might even get you going just a little bit. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. My little girl, all the little girls, I see them smiling, and they're going, that's Hannah Montana. That's what Tim was saying over there. He's going, that's my song. What gets your heart going? What gets your hands up in the air? I want you to know this morning, it's Palm Sunday. Our brother couldn't contain himself because it's nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sins? What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. King Jesus. And I'll tell you what, when Jesus rode in, the palms were up. Weren't they? It's Palm Sunday. I love it that God puts the palms up. This morning, I hope that you can think, because there's only one alternative, palms down. You know, I think the palms of the crowd, the palms of the people. In our story, we find this morning the palms of the people. They're waving palm branches. And their palms up. They're singing, Hosanna, Hosanna. They're waving those palms. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Their palms are up. But let's look at the palms of the people for a minute. Because there's something going on here. This very same crowd who's saying, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Jesus has a conversation with Peter and his disciples in Matthew chapter 16. And he asks this question. He says, who do people say that I am? That's a great question this morning. You know, brother, you stood up and you testified. I appreciate that. Every one of you. Could you relate to what our brother said this morning? You could relate to that. Could you relate to what these two fine young people sang this morning? Jesus asked the question, who do people say I am? And I love it. One of the disciples said, well, some people say that you're John the Baptist. Some people say that you're Elijah. Some people say Jeremiah or some of the prophets. You know what they're doing? The people are confused, aren't they? Even though they're waving their palms, we find them, you know, not long after that in chapter 20, they're waving their palms in the air. Do you know what the Bible says in chapter 21 about their answer in chapter 17 or 16? In 16 it says, well, they say you're this, you're this, you're this, and you're this. Look at what it says in chapter 21. When they ride into town, they're singing the song, and the Bible says in verse 10, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was astir, and they said, who is it? Wait a minute. I thought they just said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. I thought they just said this. Now they're saying, they're doing one of these numbers. Blessed is he who comes. Who is this? Do you understand what I'm saying? There's palm people that do this, but they're not quite sure why they're doing it. If you understand what I'm saying. I talk to a lot of people. In fact, I talk to people in church. In fact, not long ago, a gentleman came up to me and says, Pastor, this is a great church. I think we might start attending. I said, that'd be great. He said, you know, all churches are the same. And I just kind of said, oh, okay. And then he said, you know, whether it's Jesus or Allah or Muhammad or Buddha, it's all the same. We just call it different names. I said, whoa, time out. No, it's not. I said, no, Jesus is Jesus. He is the only Son of God. He is the only Savior. Wait, He is God. And he looked at me and goes, oh. I said, I just want to make sure you're clear that at this church, if you come here, you understand Muhammad isn't God, Buddha isn't God, Ekankar isn't God, I'm not God, you're not God, bless you. The only person who is God is Jesus Christ, who Peter says, thou art the Christ, you are the Son of the living God. I want us to be crystal clear on this. It's important for us to understand because the people got their palms up. They're singing their song. Butterflies fly away. No. It's Hosanna in the highest. And they said, who is this? Well, you were just singing it. We find them 4 days later with their palms going, crucify him. Listen, if you don't have an assurance in your heart, if you have doubt and you're not sure about Jesus, you might be praising him today, but tomorrow you might be cursing his name. If you don't know truly in your heart that he is not just the Messiah, but what does that mean? Understanding in your heart, that doesn't mean he's equal to Muhammad. That doesn't make him a good prophet. He's not Elijah. He is not Jeremiah. He is not John the Baptist. He is the Messiah, the Son. He is the Hamashua Mashiach. He is the Son of the living God. He is the Savior of the world. And here it is. The early church dealt with this. In the early church, people were saying, well, he's a good guy. How many people have you heard this? Even in the Quran of the Muslim Bible, their version of what would be called a Bible, it says that Jesus is a great and good prophet. And I'm thinking, no, that doesn't work for me. Prophets that are good do not say, I am God. You see, if you say you are God, you are killed as a prophet. Prophets are not God. So he is either Lord, or he's a liar, or he's a lunatic. You've got to pick. What do you say? The crowd is jumping up and down here saying, crucify him. They exalted him. I think it's important for us to understand when it says, they go, who is this guy that we're just doing this to? And they all look around, they're going, I think he's Jesus. What does that mean? I think he's Jesus. Well, here the early church dealt with it when people said, well, Jesus, they were dealing with these things in the church. Jesus is a really good guy. Jesus is a great prophet. No, the early church said some of the people were starting to preach that he was like God, but he wasn't God. And in the Council of Nicaea in 325, the church got together. You know this story. I've shared it before. The council got together because they were teaching a thing called homoousis. Homoousis is a term that speaks this, that it means one kind of like, homoousis. It means you're kind of like your mom, you're kind of like your dad. That would be homoousis, ousis. The early church got together because there was an archbishop, one of the top guys in the church, preaching this. He said, well, Jesus wasn't really God. He was just kind of like him. Man, this pastor got so mad one time when this archbishop was preaching in northern Africa. He was sitting in the seminar. He was a pastor. And his name was not a Francis, but a priest. Nicholas, and he got so mad. He walked up to this guy. The guy's up there speaking at the seminar with all the bishops and pastors, and he gets up out of his seat. He's so angry. He goes up, and he punches the guy in the nose. Now, listen, don't punch me in the nose if you don't like. Just tell me you don't like what I'm saying. He punches it. He can't contain himself. He's so angry that this guy is saying that Jesus was like God, but he's not God. And he's teaching this to the other pastors who are now teaching it in their churches. I think we have a lot of that today. Jesus isn't really God. The Bible isn't really true. I tell you, it angers me, but I'm not going to go punching anybody. The guy punches him in the nose. The guy leaves and feels so bad that he quits the ministry. And you know, as Paul Harvey says, the rest of the story. He goes on to start his own ministry. He loves working with children, and he starts orphanages. And Nicholas, this priest, starts helping out children over and over again. And when children can't afford dowries, parents, there's no one there to pay a dowry for a little girl to get married. And so he would get offerings from businessmen, put them in stockings, and throw them through the coal flues and different wood-burning things. And he would throw them through their chimneys in stockings, and Saint Nicholas would help children with gifts and starting orphanages. And you know the Christmas story now of St. Nicholas. But it all came out because they were preaching that Jesus Christ was not God. And they came up with a term instead of homoousis. They came up with a term homoousis. All they added was one eye. In all those words, one eye changes this. And it takes it from one who's like to one who is exactly of the same substance. And the Nicene Creed says, we believe in God the Father, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. The word begotten means I didn't give birth to a son. I took myself and duplicated in Christ. Jesus is the second person of the Trinity. He is God. He is not like God. He is not kind of God. He is not sort of God. In fact, John tells us this in his gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You see, Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead, not part of the Godhead. And it's important to understand on Palm Sunday, you know what gets my palms up? Not a crowd. What gets my palms... See, there are palm branches, there are palms for crowds, but those palms can easily be turned down if you don't know in your heart who Jesus Christ is. You will easily be swayed by the world's ways, by the circumstances, by the troubles caused in this world. But do not be swayed, my brothers and sisters, because Jesus Christ... Nothing but the blood. He is God who has sacrificed himself for us. And because of that, we can put our palms up, singing our song, all my sins are washed away. We could redo Miley Cyrus. I think I hear a song coming on. That's the palms of the people. Look at the palms of Peter. Peter's sitting there, and Jesus is asking, he goes, the people say you're Elijah. The people say you're John the Baptist reincarnated. Isn't that a great one? John the Baptist has been beheaded. Herod had him killed. And they go, he's just a, some people say you're reincarnated. Some people say, could you see Peter just kind of, and I love this. Jesus says, you, who do you say Jesus is, brother? You, who do you say? Sister, who do you say Jesus Christ is? Now it's in my court. What's your answer when Jesus asks you, who do you say that I am? What will you say about Jesus when your friends say, who do you say that Jesus is? What do you say? Well, he's this guy at church, or he's this, you know, we kind of do this. What will you say when the world turns and says, now you, or Jesus turns and says, now you, who do you say that I am? And I love the answer. He says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Whoa, Peter, good job. Hands up. Could you see him? He's like, well, I know who you are. You're the Christ. Palms up. Could you just see Peter? Oh, I know who you are. And Jesus says, good answer, Peter. Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but by my Father in heaven, by His Spirit. And Peter, upon this rock, upon your life, on that testimony, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not stand against you. Wow! Good answer, Peter. Hands up. I love wrestling. They teach you hands up in wrestling. A good pose, a good posture when you're standing there so you don't get taken down. You got to get your palms up so you can block. Some guy comes in, tries to take you down. You know, we're grappling with the gospel. Here's one for you. You get your hands in a good position. You can't be standing like this. Some guy's going to run you over. You got to get your palms up. Palms up. You know why? Now you can block it. Peter, get your palms up, buddy. A little girl in a courtyard's about to take you down. Could you put your palms down? Peter says, thou art the Christ. Then we find him a week later going, never knew him. Palms down. Never knew him. See that? What a change. What changes your life? It's a risk. You put your palms up, people start talking about you. Did you see so-and-so? They're walking around just doing one of these. Get your palms up. Get your hands up. You know, the Bible says over and over, I will lift up holy hands unto the Lord. I will lift up my hands to your countenance. I will lift up my hands. I was reading over and over in Scripture how many times it says, I will lift up my hands in praise. I will lift up my hands to the Maker of heaven and earth. I will lift up my hands and rejoice in the Lord. Over and over, the Bible talks about David lifting up holy hands. People of God lifting up holy hands. And there's Peter. Lord, you are the Christ, the Son of God. I didn't even know him, to a little girl. Listen, you lift up hands. There's the palms of the people. There's the palms of Peter. I love Peter knew. Peter knew. He just got caught with his hands down. He really did. You know what? When a church loses its praise, church starts dying. When people forget how to praise God, the church starts dying. We need to learn to get the palms up. Keep the palms up. Palms up. Get in a position. And the gates of hell, Peter, you get in a position. When the gates of hell, by the way, if you look at that word in the Greek, it's an offensive word. It says, and the gates of hell will not withstand you. Look at it. It's not you're waiting to get taken down. It says, I want you going in, kicking the front gates in, grabbing a few people, taking on the demons, and bring people out of those flames. And if the hair smells a little bit singed, good for you, Peter. Get your hands up. We're going into the gates of hell. Let's go. Somebody said, well, why isn't the church? Church seems so hard. People are always getting offended and hurt, and it just seems to be this. Yeah, because the gates of hell, that's where we're going, folks. We're going out into the wilderness. We're going out into the danger. We're going out into the storm. And the Bible says, I love this, in Jude, it says, blessed are you, go and snatch people from the fire. It says that in Jude. I think it's verse 24. Snatch people from the fire. Get your hands ready. Here we go. Get your palms up. It's Palm Sunday, folks. Those are the palms of Peter. Peter knew. He went through and he just went back in his boyhood times when he says, who do you say that I am? And he went back and he goes, boy, as a boy in Sunday school class. But you, O Bethlehem, you will not be the smallest of all nations. For out of you a king will be born. A virgin will be with child. And they will call him Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. Peter's going, that's him. And they will take and they will do this. And he starts going through over 70 different prophets that prophesied, or 70 different prophecies. And he starts going through those in his mind. He's going, he did it. Goes through another, he did that too. And he goes, you're the Christ. He knew. He had studied. Listen, if you study and you know, if you will study and know, Josh McDowell, offer $10,000 to anyone who could disprove the Bible. And he set out on a quest. And he said, I'm going to disprove the Bible. This is a joke. All these people are brainwashed, drinking the Kool-Aid. And he set out, Josh McDowell, to prove the Bible wrong and Jesus is not the Messiah. Today, Josh McDowell, I've met him. He's been here to Port Huron. I brought him in, did a seminar in Pine Grove Park years ago. Josh McDowell has several books, several of them like this. Evidence that demands a verdict. See, Josh McDowell dove in and he found what Peter found. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Gave his heart to Jesus, out to disprove him, out to offer $10,000, and found that he is truly the Messiah. Gave his life to Christ, and he has a book in my office I have called 10,000 Difficult Questions with Answers About Jesus. Evidence that demands a verdict. He is one of the greatest spokespersons for Jesus Christ in our world today. Lee Strobel, a lawyer, one of the top lawyer graduates in the world, goes to Chicago to write for a newspaper as the legal analyst. His wife becomes a Christian, and Lee Strobel goes, oh, great, my wife's a Christian. She's going to be a prude. She's going to wear clothes buckled up to here. She's going to put her hair up in a bun. She's going to walk around going, He said, my wife's going to be a prude. She's a Christian. What am I going to do? I mean, his mind of what a Christian is, isn't that amazing? Lee Strobel said, I'm a lawyer. I'm one of the top legal analysts in the world. I'm going to set out to find out who this Jesus is that my wife fell in love with. It's going to ruin my marriage. And he flew all over the world interviewing archaeologists and scientists and analysts over writings and literature. And what he discovered was Jesus Christ truly is the Son of God. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And now today, Lee Strobel has his hands up, and he's written two books, The Case for Faith and The Case for Christ, two of the greatest books ever written next to the Bible, I think. Amen. Thank God for sensitivity of those wives who can bring a man to his knees and finding Christ. The palms of the people, not sure. The palms of Peter and others like him. And the last thing on Palm Sunday, guess what? How about the palms of Jesus? Have you thought about the palms of Jesus on this Palm Sunday? Up on a cross. Have you ever seen the palms of Jesus? Think about it. Up on the cross, the palms of Jesus. A 9-inch spike going right through that palm, probably somewhere right in this area, to make sure it went right through the bone and it would hold him tight, not up here, where it would tear out every time he had to pull himself up just to catch a breath as he yanked his body up in agony. And where were the palms of Jesus? Palms out. And what did he do with his palms? Father, forgive them. You want the palms of Jesus on this Palm Sunday? He loves you so much that Jesus put his palms up. Got my palms up, singing my song, nothing but the blood. Thomas came and said, I don't know. And Jesus said, Thomas, palms up, touch them. Put your fingers through him. You want to see my love for you? And he puts his fingers and he drops to his knees. And in John it says, in the book of John, I believe it's chapter 20, it says, my Lord and my God. And Thomas dropped to the ground, palms up. Thou art the Christ. He is the Christ. It is the most exciting week in the world. It's better than Mardi Gras. It's better than March Madness. It's better than Super Bowl Sunday. Because what those things cannot offer is this. They cannot offer you eternity in heaven. Palms up. Hands down, best week in the world. Palms up, the greatest time in the church. Won't you join us this week? I pray that you'll put your palms up and you'll praise him this week and you'll sing your song, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he who came in the name of the Lord. He has redeemed me, nothing but the blood. Let's stand and pray. Or no, hold on. I'm sorry. That's not standard.